But first, Arizona has an education funding problem, but it might not be exactly just what came to your mind. Funding for students with special education needs is allocated based on a formula that is decades old, and efforts to update it have fallen flat. The formula currently used was rolled out in the early 1980s, a time when students were more evenly distributed before school choice opened up other options. Lawmakers were given a chance to create a more modern system in the 2019 legislative session, but that effort died quietly despite widespread support. Now, the Yellow Sheet Report reports this week that Republican Senator Sylvia Allen intends to ask her fellow legislators to increase special education funding by $50 million in the 2020 session. But does that really get at the heart of the problem? Annabelle Aportella is the director of research at the Arizona School Boards Association, and she is intimately familiar with the complexities of the funding formula. She joined me to make sense of the complicated funding mechanism, and I started by asking about its start nearly 40 years ago.
The current school funding formula, the big formula, was created in 1980, and most of the current special education components were created then as well. And in 1980, we didn't have the current school choice environment. So there were no charter schools, there were no online schools, and the way that the special education formula was created, there was a certain amount of funding that was evenly distributed, meaning that you got an amount for every student, mm-hmm. regardless of whether that student has a disability or not. And that was intended to discourage over-identification of students with mild disabilities. And so schools didn't need to identify those students necessarily for funding. They could just provide the services with the per-pupil funding amount that was in the formula. The challenge now is that we have school choice in which students are not necessarily evenly distributed. So you find schools that have very few to none, and then you can also have schools that have a lot of them.
So the education landscape behind this has changed a lot in that time.
Yes, significantly. And so the funding for those mild disabilities is not necessarily following the students with the mild disabilities.
Right. So I understand that the 2019 session at the legislature was supposed to be like the session when this issue was finally going to be tackled. It would be updated. The funding formula would be looked at again. But it wasn't. Why didn't that happen?
I think part of the reason is because there was conversation about moving some money from one place to another. So that was going to create a group of losers, if you will, who were going to receive less funding as a result of the change. And as you know, in Arizona, overall, we have a very low level of funding, mm-hmm. and that was going to be very disruptive to the schools that found themselves in that situation. I think the difference now is that the conversation is not about redistributing existing money, but really looking at providing more resources directly to the students who have the learning disabilities.
Right. Okay. So now, according to the Yellow Sheet report, Senator Sylvia Allen says she's going to ask lawmakers to increase funding for special education by $50 million. Will that solve the problem? That's quite a significant amount of money.
I don't think it will solve the problem as a whole, but I think it's a very good first step towards the problem. I have looked at the amount of funding that the schools receive for special education and then compared it to what they actually spend on special education. And overall, the state's special education funding gap is about $100 million, mm-hmm. give or take. And the gap varies from school to school, but I think, you know, $50 million will cover a significant part of that funding gap.
Can you put that number into context? I mean, like, how much do these programs cost when you talk about a $100 million gap?
We are spending combined over $1 billion on special education, if you look at all funding sources. And that's probably a bit of an underestimate because that does not include the cost of transportation of special education students, which have been rising.
Do you think, though, that this special education funding formula is what needs to shift, not just putting some more money into this?
Well, I do think that the formula as a whole does have some I mean, it was created in 1980, so we've changed a lot in the way that we educate students, the structures in which we educate students. We have traditional public school districts, we have charter schools, we have technology and career and technical education districts, online programs, hybrid programs. So all of those things have happened since 1980, and we have not structurally changed our formula since. So, yeah, I think special ed is one of those areas where we do need to do some reworking of the formula.
Yeah. Well, lastly, I just want to ask you, you know, why does special education funding in this formula matter to all students and to all parents? Like, why should this be something that everybody cares about, not just those who fall into that category?
There are legal requirements for providing the services that are identified as needed for students with disabilities. And those services are required regardless of funding availability. So in order to meet those requirements and provide the services that students need, schools have to find the money in other parts of their budget. So the brunt of the shortfall of the special education funding gap is really felt by the general education population, because the money has to be taken from those general education programs to supplement the special education programs.
Right. Okay. That is Annabelle Aportella, the Director of Research for the Arizona School Boards Association. Annabelle, thank you so much for coming on the show and explaining this to us.
Thank you.